Just to recap, the ruling Democratic Party saw a landslide victory in Wednesday's local elections after they took 14 out of 17 metropolitan mayor and governor posts, the main opposition Liberty Korea Party taking two, an independent taking the remaining one. The ruling party also claimed 11 of the 12 parliamentary seats that were up for grabs in the by-elections held simultaneously with the local elections. And we saw the head of opposition parties resigning yesterday to take responsibility for their major defeat in the elections, including Liberty Korea Party Chair Hong Jun-pyo, minor opposition 바른미래 Party co-chair Yoo Sung-min, while An Cheol-su of the minor opposition, who came in third in the race for Seoul mayor, hasn't officially made any announcements yet about his future. So now we have Professor Cho Hee-kyung from Hongik University Law School for this week's quotes. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining. So what's today's quote?
So you mentioned Mr. Hong Jun-pyo, the former leader of the opposition, the main opposition party, resigning. Mm-hmm. And this is from his Facebook page when it was clear that his party had suffered a major defeat. Mm-hmm. And the quote goes, "The buck stops here."
The buck stops here.
Right. And mm-hmm. he actually wrote this in English.
Yes. As I recall, this was a quote from someone else's desk, wasn't it?
Someone else's desk?
Yes. I think he was referring to I think it was an American president or someone. He said he's willing to take a responsibility.
Yes, mm-hmm. You're right. It was it President Taft or one of those earlier presidents who basically, it basically means that, look, you know, this is where the responsibility lies and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to, you know, take responsibility for this. And having said that, he, as you said, resigned yesterday. And so we could talk a little bit about the quote itself, Mr. Hong's role in mm-hmm. the results of the election, and also look at how the other parties did, perhaps.
Well, speaking of the elections, of course, the ruling Democratic Party has won significant, astonishing victory. And it was kind of forecasted if the main opposition party mm-hmm. doesn't do well on the election, that it was very likely that Mr. Hong or some other leaders in the main opposition party would resign. But what does that actually mean? If they resign, then they're just going to walk away from the any political event and just leave it? Or is there any change in that process?
That's a good question. And with respect to Mr. Hong, he has resigned from the leadership post of the Liberty Korea Party. Whether he's going to retire from politics altogether, I doubt that very much. I think he still believes that he is a potential presidential candidate for the Conservatives in the next presidential race. And he'll probably take some time off to basically show, you know, make a show of contrition, that he feels responsible, and also show that he's acting as a leader. And I expect that he will probably try to make a comeback, maybe not within this year, but certainly by next year.
So you think he's still a strong candidate for the Conservative parties? And
no, I said he thinks he is.
He thinks.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He thinks he is.
All right. Actually, if you take a look at this term, the buck stops here, mm-hmm. actually it's been used a lot for a lot of head coaches
right.
of Korean sporting team. For
right.
example, Hong Myung-bo,
right.
Former national team coach.
Yeah.
So,
World Cup.
How does that connect to this event? And how is it different, do you think, in the sporting event where Hong Myung-bo, okay, I took everything and I'll resign, but whereas Hong Jun-pyo, okay, well, I lost the election, so I'll resign. Is that a similar context, or is it completely different or somewhat similar?
You know, people do make very often this analogy between sporting events or sports and politics. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that there is a winner and a loser on the field, mm-hmm. there is definitely a similarity. Also the fact that you have to have teamwork to, you know, have a victory, that's also similar in most team sports, obviously. But as for whether it's actually similar in nature. You don't see many coaches making a big comeback after they've resigned. Very occasionally you do see, especially when the circumstances of their resignation have been not really of their own making. But in this instance, Mr. Hong really has a very large part of the responsibility for the main opposition party losing in such a huge way. I mean, they nearly got decimated, you know, right. All over the country. And a lot of it had to do with his style of leadership, the kind of issues that he took, and even the language that he used really to criticize the government. So he really has to take a very large measure of the blame. And I think that people would really sort of be happy to see that he take a very long hiatus.
So now what we've been talking about Hong Jun-pyo, but there are other big names for the opposition blocs. For example, Yoo Sung-min, who just resigned. And An Cheol-su, he says he's going to take a break for now and didn't really announce what's going to happen with his political career. So do you think any of those two names would be making comeback?
Well, you know, I've heard a few people describe this local election as really the end of the presidential race that occurred last year. And to an extent, it is true, because the main figures, the leaders of the main opposition parties, the ones that you've already mentioned, Hong Jun-pyo, Yoo Sung-min, and An Cheol-su, they were all presidential candidates, and they were all, rather than really sort of taking a break from it after the presidential race, they immediately became leaders of these respective parties, and now they have really shown what they are capable of, which was not very much. And so their leadership is going to be put into question. I think possibly Mr. An, I mean, Mr. Yu, also has suffered a major setback, but this was a really big setback for Mr. An, because he was really hoping that he would come at least in second place in the Seoul mayoral race, but he only came third, although by a fairly small margin.
With the
second place getter, Kim Moon-soo. I think it was only about 3 or 4% difference in the end. But the fact that he used to be a real contender for the presidential race, you know, 5 years ago. And since then, we've seen him flip-flop in terms of his politics so much. And he certainly lost that star quality. And we've seen him go from, you know, sort of proclaiming new politics, that he's really going to bring a breath of fresh air into this old tired politics and do things in a new way. But the more people see of what he has been doing since 2012, the more people sort of get the impression that, well, he's sort of becoming like any other politician. And and even worse, that he doesn't really seem to have a core philosophy as such. How can you go from, you know, being almost to the left of the Minju Party to thinking about amalgamating with Kim Moon-soo in the recent race? And he said that he's going to go to America with his wife and take some time off. But again, this is a something that he has repeated every election, or after every election. After the 2012 presidential race, he cast his vote and then left for America immediately the day after. After the last presidential election, he did the same, and now he's doing the same again. And I wonder if that's really what he should be doing right now.
Right. Well, obviously, because the ruling party has won the election, but before celebrating, they should be focusing on how to carry on what they have promised so far. And maybe opposition bloc has to go through major reform as they lost the two most prominent leaders. And how would this affect Moon Jae-in administration?
Well, obviously, it's going to give the current administration a huge boost. I mean, first of all, they have gained, what, 11 seats in the parliament, bringing their numbers to 130. Now, it still doesn't give them a majority, but if they work together with the Justice Party and the Democratic Peace Party, then they should be able to achieve the majority of 150 much more easily than they had done previously. As you say, the opposition will have to really reorganize. There is this saying in Korean, 황골 탈퇴, you know,
right.
right? You basically take off your skin and rearrange your bones. I mean, they really have to
change every single bit of your body.
Exactly.
Right?
To quote Mr. Lee Kun-hee of Samsung, you know, change everything but your wife, I think he said. I think that's really what they need to do at this point. So obviously the people think that the government is doing a good job mm-hmm. at the moment, and they really didn't like how the opposition was going about in their opposition to the government, mm-hmm. and so they really need to reorganize themselves. I did want to mention one thing about the Justice Party, one of the other opposition parties, but one is that is probably the most progressive in the spectrum of the main opposition party, the established opposition parties, and they actually did better than 바른미래당, so the right Future Party.
Right. Baranmire Party.
Baranmire Party. Mm-hmm. And also the Democratic Peace Party. And given that they are such a tiny party, they really punched above their weight. And I'm really sort of curious to see how they that's going to develop and how the whole spectrum of the Korean politics is going to change from now on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's the time all we have for this morning. And thank you, Professor Cho.
Thank you.